Blog Talk Radio.
Big 12 Nation, good morning. How are you? Week 3 is over, and week 4 is almost here. So I decided let's talk about it now and early and get over it before you get out to your NFL games. I'll post this many podcasts on the site tomorrow morning and on our page, our social media pages. So let's get to it. Tom Herman gets the wrench, monkey off his back, whatever word you want to use, gets that big win over USC. Also, TCU fought Ohio State to the end. I mean, TCU seriously had a chance to beat Ohio State. I myself, even being a Big 12 Nation person, I thought that, you know, TCU would not even hang with them for that long. And I know it helps that Kenny Hill is coaching that quarterback they have there at TCU. I know that helps a lot. But, I mean, Gary Patterson showed his defense is stout. I mean, Ohio State's been able to put up 60, 70 points on people. For them to go in at halftime with the score being the way it was, that's just absolutely amazing. So TCU looks good, man. They look really good, and I expect them to do big things. On the other hand, Oklahoma State beat Boise State a lot worse than I thought they would. I mean, congrats to Oklahoma State. They did a good job kicking Boise State's butt. That being said, I'm pretty sure they have to go there next year. So Boise State will have some waiting for them when they have to go visit Boise State. But for right now, Oklahoma State looks good. They're undefeated. We got a nice amount of Big 12 teams that are still undefeated. So we have some great stuff ahead of us, guys. We definitely have a chance. And I'm really tired of people saying that we don't have a chance when we do have a chance to run the table. We honestly have a chance to run the table. Looking at Kyler Murray yesterday, absolutely amazing. And then you also got to remember that the one turnover, or at least one of the turnovers I saw yesterday, when Oklahoma won 37-27 at Iowa State. If you guys look, you have to remember Murray threw a perfect strike, and then the tight end dropped it, and then Iowa State recovered it, and then Iowa State's receiver, I mean, he just won it into the end zone, and he ran really hard, and they scored off that turnover. Other than that, I mean, Oklahoma did what they needed to do to stay ahead and keep them out of the game. I don't know why Iowa State didn't go to their big receiver more. I throw it to them every time until they triple cover him, and then I'd go somewhere else. But whatever. That's credit to Oklahoma's defense, and that's credit to Kyler Murray and the offense, the running backs, the receivers, that tight end. They all look damn good. And down the road, it's going to be fun to see what happens when we get into the real heart of Big 12 Nation season. So I was thoroughly impressed. Now, let's jump to Texas Tech and Houston. I told y'all this was going to be a damn basketball score. I don't even know why anybody thought anything else. This was a flat-out basketball score. Just nothing but a basketball scoring game. And Texas Tech's defense got the stops when they needed to, and I figured that's what would happen. If Tech, you know, and if people give their D coordinator a hard time, I'm sorry, guys. It is hard to be a D coordinator. Hard to be a D coordinator when you know you're not going to get much rest, especially when you know damn well your team can march down the field in 5 seconds, and then you're playing a team that can march down the field. Make a long story short, they got 2 stops. They went up 2, and then once Texas Tech went up 2, I figured they'd finish it out. The only thing I can say is I wish they would have kept them out of the end zone and kept it 63-42, that would have looked really good, getting that 21-point win, but whatever. It was like a minute left. A win's a win. They won the game. Congrats, Cliff Kingsbury. Did a great job filling in for the quarterback after losing his quarterback the first week at Ole Miss, or to Ole Miss, in the game they had there in Houston. So, congrats, Coach Kingsbury, and you got 2 wins. Now it's time for Big 12 play, and, you know, we're going to get busy. So real quick, let me just run over all the scores real quick. We know WVU got postponed versus North Carolina State. I really wish North Carolina State would have just played at West Virginia so that game will be over with. But I understand the strategy and not want to give up a home game. Oklahoma, as I said before, 37-27. Texas Tech, basketball score versus Houston. Duke versus Baylor. Now, there's a lot of Baylor fans I'm seeing on their websites and their blogs complaining, saying, oh, well, Baylor's nowhere near back. They're losing to Duke and this and that. And this, heard one of the commentators say something about culture. So let me go to the number one. Number one, Duke isn't that bad of a team. They beat somebody last week that they weren't supposed to beat. So you might have to start taking Duke seriously as a football team. And if anybody knows college football, you know that Duke has actually been a solid program the last 10 years. They got to their first bowl game in a long time. So Duke is actually a very good college football team right now. I know we only take them serious when it comes to basketball, kind of like we used to take Kentucky only serious when it came to basketball. But Duke's actual football team is doing really well right now. And 40-27 is a lot better than it was last year. Let me just talk about culture at Baylor. There was never no culture that needed to be changed at Baylor. It was a lot of political BS that happened with the whole situation. If you want to get into details and actually read articles and read police reports and read investigations, you'll see that it was nothing but a hype job by ESPN, like they do it a lot, which is why a lot of Ohio State fans this year and other people didn't buy it. They didn't buy it, and Urban Meyer shouldn't even have been suspended at all, but that's a whole other subject. But if you read that, if you read the things right, there was never a culture problem at Baylor. And like the woman's coach said the other day, would you send your daughter there? She said, hell yeah, I'd send my daughter there. And me too. If I had a daughter, hell yeah, I'd send her there. There's nothing wrong with Baylor. We got a bunch of people at ESPN that want to make a big university that focuses on their religious faith look bad, and that's just the type of game that we're playing. But as far as me hearing the announcer saying culture, there's no culture need to be changed. If you go back to Matt Rule's history, he kicked the player off the team, one of the most sad, disgusting situations in college football history where a man was falsely accused, put in jail, and arrested. Then it comes to find out it was all a lie. He had to lose a year of eligibility, and nobody got suspended or fired for that. But then there's a coach who waits to see what police investigations say, and we got a bunch of just a bunch of mess. I'm not even going to get into it, but there was never a culture change that needed to be made at Baylor. It was all politics. And Matt Rule, we'll see what he does in the long term, but it was only his second year, so give the man 4 years. So let's go to the good news. The good news is Kansas won again. How the heck about that? That's right. That's the word sequence I tried to use. How the heck about that? Kansas kicked Rutgers' ass, excuse my language, 55-14. So, damn it, Kansas has been pretty mad these last 2 weeks, and they've been kicking people's butt and doing what they're supposed to do out of conference. Now, if they'd have won the first week that he came in the conference play, 3-0, then guess what they need to do? Just win two conference games. Upset one team at home, win another game somehow. They get 5 wins, I easily say David Betty gets a 5th year. So let's see what happens. They won. Obviously, they have Arkansas's old AD. He says he has full support. If Kansas gets 6 wins and gets to a bowl game, David Betty's keeping his job. But let's see. That's a very tough road ahead because, I mean, everybody, when I say everybody looks tough in the Big 12 except Baylor. I mean, that's just honest. Kansas State looks good. West Virginia looks really good. Oklahoma State look good. Texas Tech can score. Texas look really good. And let me talk about the Texas win. The Texas win was the second week in a row where Sam Ehlinger did not throw an interception. So it's amazing how Texas can be successful if Ehlinger doesn't turn the ball over or have interceptions. So that's an incredible job by the young man on getting better in this week. Tom Herman finally had some breathing room there in Austin because if he lost this game, they would have roasted his ass on talk radio all week long and the Austin Statesman and everything. He would have got lit up with questions at the press conference. People would have been saying, oh, this is Charlie Strong all over again. This is a bunch of bull crap. So good thing that the man did not lose that game. And I will leave it at that. Congratulations, Coach Herman, on your signature win. Even if he would have lost, the first thing I would have said is give the damn man 4 years. Give everybody 4 years. Just like someone in Arizona, they were pissed about losing. Give them 4 years to build a dynasty or a competitive program. And this year, if Texas can finish with 8 wins, that's a big deal. Next year, if they can finish with 8 wins or 9 wins again, that's a big deal. His fourth year is when they need to start looking for double-digit wins, 10 or 11. And then, honestly, guys, I think after that fourth year, because he knows all the pressure and BS he has to deal with, I wouldn't be surprised if Herman bolts out of this man. I would not be surprised if Tom Herman says, oh, the next big gig is up. Let me get the hell out of here because these people are up my butt off. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how long Herman stays. I'm pretty sure he'll stay at least 4 years, and then we'll see what happens after his fourth or fifth year. Other than that, K-State won 41-17, and it was a good week out of conference-wise for Big 12 Nation. TCU competed with Ohio State. Nobody thought we had a chance. Texas Tech rolled Houston, and you got to remember the week before Houston destroyed Arizona at Arizona, and that's a pack. And that's another thing. We could talk about how Houston got snubbed on getting into the Big 12. We say we need 12 teams. I mean, there's a team right there that literally competed possession for possession with Texas Tech, and last week just rolled a Pac-12 team like Arizona. That team could compete in our league very easily. So hats off to them, and we'll see what happens with the next realignment situation. But, man, they look good. But Texas winning by more than 3 touchdowns versus USC was the biggest I was impressed by the most. That was the biggest whooping. Really, really great job by Texas. That was big. I know Oklahoma State beat Boise State, and Boise State is a top 25 team every year. But, you know, Boise State and USC are two different type of programs. Don't get it twisted. Boise State is a legit program, and if that game had been in Boise, Oklahoma State would have had a much rougher time. But, you know, congrats to Texas. That was the marquee win of the week, and congrats to TCU for playing their tails off against a very, very tough offensive-minded Ohio State team. Now, don't let me forget, guys, that Urban Meyer's coming back, so that'll be all over the news this week. Get ready for it. Just don't say I didn't warn you first. All right, guys. Let's get it. My weekly picks and predictions. Texas versus TCU. The game will be at Texas. Damn, man. After the way TCU played and the way Texas played, this is the hardest game to pick. So here's what I'm not going to do. I'm going to pick a winner, but because it's two stout defenses going against each other, I'm going to go winner of the game, 24-21. So Texas or TCU, 24-21. I'm not picking a damn winner. It's too hard. Sorry. Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. Similar to what we saw yesterday with Texas versus Houston, but I think Oklahoma State comes up on the good end of the stick, and they went 63-49, something similar like that. Kansas State at West Virginia. Yesterday after Kansas State beat UTSA, I saw a lot of crowd signs that said, bring on West Virginia. Well, I love the Wildcats. I love Bill Snyder. It's not going to be that easy. West Virginia wins 42-21 over Kansas State at home. West Virginia rolls. Akron at Iowa State. Iowa State's pissed. They've lost 2 games in a row. Iowa State wins 35-0 at home versus Akron. Kansas at Baylor. Back and forth game, but the way Kansas has played the last 2 weeks, I think I'm going to put my money on Kansas to actually beat Baylor at home. So I'm going to give Kansas the edge. 35-28. Kansas beats Baylor at Baylor. If Baylor wins, congratulations, but I want to give Kansas the edge, and they win this game by 1 touchdown. Finally, Army plays Oklahoma. 52-7 is my final there. And that's it. We got 4 league games, and then we got 2 out-of-league games. So the Iowa State Oklahoma game. They're playing two teams out of the league, finishing up their out of conference. If they got into conference before everybody else is playing a conference team. So, games of the week: Texas, TCU. Man, they're all damn good. But Texas, TCU will be a good one to watch. Kansas State, West Virginia will be a good one to watch. And Texas Tech, Oklahoma State will be a great one to watch. All right, guys, this is Big 12 Nation. Enjoy your week. Week 4 is here already. And like I joked to you guys at the beginning of the season, early August, late July, as soon as the season starts, man, and I'll never forget this, once it hits week 3, the rest of the year flies. Watch how we're going to look up, guys, and it's going to be November and Thanksgiving weekend, just like that. Big 12 Nation, everybody have a good day. Enjoy your weekend, rest of your weekend. Peace.